Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled, Come, Listen, Act.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, a good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of the store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the floods came, the river burst against that house but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed and was completely destroyed. The Gospel of the Lord. Don't we all want to be good trees that bear good fruit in our lives? And don't we all want to build our house on solid rock, knowing we are firmly rooted in the strength God provides? We do not want to just give lip service to God with a shallow, Lord, Lord. We want to be sincere in proving our love for God. And in the same passage, Jesus tells us how to prove our love. It tells us to come to him, to listen to him, and to act, to carry out in our daily life what we believe God wants us to do and be as a result of our prayer. Scripture is laced with Jesus' invitation to have a deep relationship with him. Each day offers us an opportunity to answer his invitation and to come, to share every part of our lives, the joys, the sorrows, the frustrations, the dangers, the successes. When we bring the events of our lives to prayer and are conscious of God's presence, we are answering his call to come and be with him. Listen. It takes time to listen, and it takes a deliberate effort. To be a good listener means that we try to put all other thoughts and concerns from our mind and concentrate on the one who is speaking to us. To bring our actions and reactions to the Lord and just be aware of his presence in our lives is a way of listening to what God wants us to be and do. How can we know God's will for us if we do not spend some time listening, being at God's disposal? The Holy Spirit is always available, whirling around, eager to enter into every part of our lives. His Spirit not only enlightens us, but enables us to act. To act, to carry out the inspirations, the thoughts that come to us often, very gradually, and perhaps not until our time of prayer is over. We need only welcome the Spirit and trust that this Spirit will enlighten us and enable us to not only know what is right, but to carry it out. When we do this, we are making our Lord an integral part of our lives and not just offering lip service, calling out, Lord, Lord. We are being good trees, bearing good fruit in our lives. We are building a house that is firm and one that can withstand trials and temptations because of the one who strengthens us and is with us in every circumstance. Dear Jesus, I believe you when you invite me to share your life. Please give me the grace to answer your call and include you in every part of my life. Help me to listen to you throughout the day and help me to do your will in every situation. I trust your love for me, Lord, and I thank you for loving me so much. Amen.